This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Gujarat and Maharashtra today. In Vadodara, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stones, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation various development projects worth more than 35,000 crore rupees. In Maharashtra, Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate and address the Global FinTech Fest, GFF 2026, in Mumbai this evening. The theme of GFF 2026, one of the world's largest and most influential annual FinTech conferences, is potential to impact agentic AI, tokenization, quantum, trusted, connected global systems for inclusive finance. The GFF 2026 seeks to build on India's leadership in digital payments and financial inclusion and move from potential to impact. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah today paid tribute to renowned singer and former member of the Assam Legislative Assembly, Bharat Ratna Dr. Bhupen Hazarika, on his 100th birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Dr. Hazarika's voice carried the soul of Assam and the spirit of the Northeast to the entire nation. He noted that the legendary singer's songs brought people closer, and through his music, Dr. Hazarika gave beautiful expression to the thoughts and aspirations of countless people. The Defence Acquisition Council has cleared capital acquisition proposals worth over 1,10,000 crore rupees for the defence forces. Our correspondent reports that the approval was taken during a meeting of the council held yesterday under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Delhi Traffic Police has issued a traffic advisory in view of Chhatra Samvad and election canvassing in connection with the Delhi University Students' Union elections today. They informed that traffic movement in the area around North Campus is likely to be affected from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The affected roads include Mall Road, Sudhir Bose Marg, Chhatra Marg, University Road, GTB Marg, Satyavati Marg and Professor N.D. Kapoor Marg. Traffic may be regulated or diverted at MCD Chowk, St. Stephen's College Red Light, Kranti Chowk, RA Police Station, Roopnagar, Morris Nagar Red Light and Patel Chest Red Light, depending on the ground situation. Delhi Traffic Police has advised commuters to avoid these routes, use the metro, avoid roadside parking and allow extra travel time. India has joined the United States and 24 other countries in an international initiative aimed at shaping the development of next-generation 6G networks. In a social media post, the U.S. Department of Commerce said India had joined the U.S. and 24 other countries in an effort to ensure that next-generation networks reflect shared security interests, strengthen competitiveness, and drive innovation. UN human rights experts have expressed grave concern over the alleged enforced disappearance and extrajudicial killing of Baloch resident Imran Ali in Pakistan's Balochistan province. The experts have urged Pakistan to conduct a prompt, thorough, independent and impartial investigation into his detention and death. Ali was allegedly abducted by security personnel in August last year and his whereabouts remained unknown for a year. Pakistani authorities later said he was killed in an alleged encounter in May 2026. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over northeastern parts of India during the next 2 days. According to IMD, similar weather conditions are also likely to prevail over Bihar, East Madhya Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh, Odisha and West Bengal today. In hockey, India's junior men's team moved closer to an Asia Cup semi-final berth with a 7-3 win over South Korea at Mochi, China today. Captain Anmol Ekka scored twice as India produced a decisive 3-goal burst in the final quarter. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.5% lower during the forenoon session today. The Sensex shed 427 points to 75,705, while the Nifty declined 104 points to 23,675 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.